Welcome to the Soul Talks podcast, where we help you go deeper with Jesus in emotional health and loving leadership. Let's join our hosts, Bill and Christy Galtier, doctors of psychology, founders of Soul Shepherding, and authors of Healthy Feelings, Thriving Faith.
Hello, Soul Talk friends. How grateful we are to follow Jesus together with you and community. It's always a joy for us to hear from you. You, as I picture you and I see your faces as I've gotten to meet many of you or we hear from you, I just praise God for you. And I'm just pinch myself, Bill, that we get to do this. We get to have conversations and follow Jesus together and be better for it.
Thank you for that. It's fun to join with your joy. Your face, if you could see Christy's face right now, she's radiating with delight in the Lord and His delight for you who are listening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because otherwise it's hard to show up to this microphone. So seeing their face helps me. Well, Bill, one of the things that I want to talk about today, because I really admire you in this, and when we tried to come to the podcast equipment earlier this week to record a podcast, and I couldn't do it because I hadn't done what you had done, which you're really good at, which is really important, which is put priority on taking care of my whole soul, every aspect of my soul, which we teach on in our Soul Shepherding Institute, how our soul encompasses and includes our heart, our spirit, our will, yes, our mind and our emotions there. It includes our spiritual life, our emotional life, our physical life, our relational life, our social life. But it's very easy to forget that the body is part of the soul, that the body is in the soul. It's an aspect of our soul, instead of that the soul's in the body. Because so often we think about, well, the soul's eternal and the body's not. And we kind of think of the body as just being matter and not being important to God. But God loves matter. He loves what He created. And our body is a part of our soul. And it's a part that, like the other aspects, needs to be cared for. And that God actually wants us to care for, because it's His gift of energy and our little personal power pack He's given us. And you're really good at putting priority on that, at caring for every aspect of your soul. The body you're better at than I am. I'm better at neglecting caring for my body in ways, or we have different ways we're better at caring for our body. I put more emphasis on sleep. You put more emphasis on exercise. But you're good about putting the most important priorities first. I always think of that analogy. I've heard so many people in teaching about this talk about with priorities, that if you have a jar and you're going to fill the jar, if you fill it with all of the water and then the rice, you won't have room to get the rocks in. But if you put the rocks in first and then you fill it with rice and then you fill it with water, you can fit it all in because you're putting in the biggest thing first, the priority first. And that's an analogy for putting priority on the most important things, the biggest things that need our attention. And so you're really good about first thing in the morning, taking time to care for your soul. You'll get up, you'll go out for a run, you'll do your muscle workouts, you'll make yourself a really good breakfast. You'll sit down, and while you're feeding and replenishing your body, you will be feeding your spirit, you'll be reading scripture, you'll be reading your devotionals, you'll be praying, and then you come up to the office to start on work. Versus I was like, I'm getting all these emails and all these texts, and I've got this long list I'm not going to get through, and I don't have time to work out. I don't have time to have breakfast. I'm just getting out of the shower and getting dressed and bringing a fig and collagen up to my desk and ingesting it while I'm working. And then you come back and you're in this gracious, wonderful place ready to record a podcast. And I'm like stressed and I can't do it today.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate your encouragement. And I think it's sometimes it's just survival that's how I deal with stress. It's how I have joy, is to exercise and meditate on scripture and pray while I do that and be in nature. But it is also an intentional thing that I pray about and dedicate my body to the Lord as a temple of the Holy Spirit. And it very much helps me in my discipleship to Jesus. Exercise just by itself, it gives me health, energy, strength, vitality, confidence. But, you know, by a much larger factor when I do that with Jesus, and I do that as a prayer of offering my body to the Lord as a temple of the Holy Spirit. And so, yeah, when I'm able to keep those boundaries and priorities, like you said, and wait to engage on my work until after I've had my time in God's presence and solitude and all the things that you're describing, it's very helpful to me. It's, you know, getting, when we go into God's word or we do any spiritual discipline, and we're talking about me doing sort of a mix of spiritual disciplines in the morning, because any activity that you would do with Jesus in order to love God, in order to learn from the Lord, any activity could be a spiritual discipline. It's not only like Bible reading or going to church. There's lots of activities, more than we could count. There's mm-hmm. not a complete list of activities that we could do that could be done intentionally and purposefully and become a spiritual discipline. Mm-hmm. This is one of our teachings that we just did in the Spiritual Formation Week of the Soul Shepherding Institute. So yeah, it's when I'm able to do that, it gets a fire going. It gets a fire going of the warmth of God's presence that I'm conscious of and appreciating, and God's love. And it nourishes me and strengthens me and gives me a better opportunity to then do my work in the presence of the Lord, relying on God with me. I might still slip out of the easy yoke, but at least I'm started in it and better able to re-engage in the easy yoke of Jesus, in the bond with Jesus.
Yeah, and yet even when you weren't able to be doing that, you weren't able, for about 5 weeks, you couldn't do that. You couldn't get up and run because of the valley fever and then the pneumonia, being sick. I still saw you put priority, though, when you couldn't work out, on having a good breakfast, having your time reading scripture with the Lord, your devotional reading, starting your day that way. And that's the transition I've had to make, because I can't run anymore. I used to put priority on running. It's harder for me to be motivated to exercise when I can't get out in beauty and run and get that sense of being caught up in the energy and the vitality of that, feeling young, feeling alive, feeling energetic. But it helps me. I can still turn my mind and my attention to meditating on scripture and prayer, devotional reading, even in bed in the morning before I get up, and lingering there before I get up, or as I stretch, worshiping and praying as I stretch, or as I do some of the workout that my body can now handle. But it still takes discipline for me, but I feel the difference on the days I do it mm-hmm. or I don't.
Well, what we're illustrating here, friends who are listening, is a really fundamental and an important concept, life-changing concept, is spiritual formation and understanding what it means to be formed to be more like Jesus. And that is that learning to live an integrated life. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we, without realizing it, we slip into the inadequate thinking that my spiritual life is what I do in my devotions or in church or my small group. And then the rest of my life is my work and my family and my hobbies and my friendships. And we want to live one life, and we want it all to be a spiritual life. We want it all to be brought into God's kingdom. And so we're integrating. And so that's what you're doing, Christy, when you're laying in bed and slowly waking up, but you're meditating on a scripture, or you're reading a devotional, or you're stretching. And then while you're stretching, you're calling to mind a scripture that you've memorized, and you're spinning off into prayers. It's integrating the life. And then you sit down at your desk to do some work, and you do that with and for the Lord. And it doesn't necessarily mean that we're continually conscious of God's presence. That the more we could be conscious of God's presence, the better. But I don't think we ever get to the point where we're all the way there with consciousness. And so we need some unconsciousness that's in God's presence. We need some habits. We need some bodily dispositions that we've developed that are helping us to be submitted to God, be responsive to the Holy Spirit, be worshiping God, even when we're not thinking about God or feeling God in that moment. And so exercise is something that helps me do that, because when you hear me say that, well, while I'm exercising, I'm praying, you might think that there's like hundreds or thousands of word thoughts between me and God going on there. That's not necessarily the case. There are definitely things that I'm saying to God and listening God impress upon me, sometimes more than other times. But there's a lot of time that's quiet, not only physically quiet, but quiet of words. And I'm just in God's presence, and I'm noticing the beauty, or I'm just simply praying, "Thank you, Lord," or someone's face comes to me. Or I go through the Apprentice Prayer from my Easy Yoke book. Now, that does have a lot of words in it, but what I want to illustrate is I'll go through that prayer, and the words of the prayer, I'm praying it for me, Bill Galtier. I need this. I need to live as an apprentice of Jesus today. And I'm dedicating my day to the Lord, and I do that every morning. But I also say, "Lord, I pray this for my family. I pray this for our podcast listeners. I pray this for our staff in soul shepherding." And then I'm not like necessarily mentioning everybody's names, but that's my heart intention. And sometimes I spin off different parts of the prayer, and I'll pray for particular people, of course. But it's this integration. It's this abiding life. That's what we're wanting to develop.
Right, because our life with God is in everything, every aspect of who we are and what we do. But it's not separated out, where we're only with God or present to God in certain intentional times, but it's in all our times. But we need to be intentional to do that, to bring it in and to realize that things that maybe we don't necessarily think of as being spiritual are actually, as we do them with.
Yeah, God. So let's come back to that, particularly the role of the body in spiritual formation. This is a key teaching for spiritual formation. We were just teaching this in Arizona, and we had the spiritual formation retreat, and we have another one coming up. There's always another Soul Shepherding Institute retreat coming up, by the way. We've got like more than 12 of them this year between us and a few of our staff that are teachers of Soul Shepherding Institute retreat weeks. And so you can always find one coming right up whenever you're listening to this podcast. And but in spiritual formation, we don't necessarily realize, we refer to the spiritual disciplines, but they're really disciplines, exercises, we like the term practices, that we do in our bodies for our life with Jesus. So what makes them spiritual is not the activity, but the purpose. Because the activity is physical. The activity is something we do in our body. And so what we're talking about here is really appreciating and living into the reality purposefully that the Lord says through Paul that your bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit. And so that's especially true of us collectively in relationship with each other in community in the body of Christ. But there's this very real sense in which my physical being is part of this body of Christ, and it is a temple. It is a place where God lives. The Holy Spirit comes to dwell in me. And so by taking care of my body with getting enough sleep, taking walks, eating healthy food, coming down from adrenaline times of excitement. If you're a pastor, Sunday probably is pretty adrenalized for you as you're preaching, and there's a lot of responsibility and a lot of eyeballs on you, and a lot of hearts looking to God through you. And so you need a time to come down from that and to relax after that and be calm and be still and find some quieter joys. That's part of taking care of our body. And all of us, whatever our work is, whatever our family life and relational situation is, we have things that are activating, that there's some stress there and might bring up some cortisol in our bodies, or there is a sense of importance or urgency that activates some adrenaline. And God's made us that way. But we need to learn also to calm that down. Otherwise, we wear our bodies out. And so we need to be intentional about that, about slowing, about times of reflective prayer and times of being with a loved one that are nourishing and relaxing. And any one of these things can be done as a spiritual discipline. So, like you mentioned, like Christy, when I was sick and I wasn't able to get anything done some of those days, which is very much unlike me. Usually when I'm sick, I I'll do some work. I don't want to get anybody else sick, but there's stuff I can do on the computer, or I can write and respond to emails and different things, or do a Zoom call. But I wasn't doing that kind of stuff for a lot of those days. I was just sitting on the couch, but I just throw up a prayer. And I just say, you know, Lord, I'm in your presence. And that makes it a spiritual activity, that prayer, that purposefulness.
Yeah, even rest is a part of our life with God, an important part, waiting and even embracing sometimes our doing nothing or not able to do nothing and trusting the sufficiency of God and the presence of God to be enough for us. So, Jesus, we are so thankful to you, the way that you love us in each aspect of our soul, our whole soul, and that as we are invited to bring it all into you and your kingdom and into union with you, that you integrate us, all these different aspects, our body, our mind, our heart, our feelings, our relationships, all, you integrate us all. Continue this work of growing us in this life with you, this praying life, this interactive, ongoing life. What an honor, what a privilege, Lord, that you call us, that you know us intimately, and that you are the source of wholeness of soul and abundant life. Amen.
Bill and Christy want to personally invite you to a Soul Shepherding Institute retreat. This is your opportunity to go deeper with Jesus in emotional health and loving leadership. There are many retreats to choose from across the United States. Each one features dynamic teaching, authentic community, and nourishment in the beauty of nature. Plus, you can earn a certificate in spiritual direction, and you can do the whole program on Zoom if needed. Check out the links in the show notes or visit soulshepherding.org.